I don't buy the idea that, you know, the society the way it is right now, it has to be this way.
Welcome to Rewrite the Rules with your host, Alex Starr.
So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality.
It's time to live life on your own terms.
What do you really want?
Alrighty. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to a quick episode here of Rewrite the Rules. I did wildland firefighting for 4 seasons, one in Colorado and 3 in Southern Arizona. For those of you who don't know the backstory, which is probably everybody, because the only people that really care about what we're doing in our life is just us. So this was recorded last season, actually, on my final fire season as of now. And I stuck my phone in the kind of chest pocket of my firefighting shirt. And we got called out to this ripper going on down near the border. We got flown in on the helicopter. I was in charge of like about 5 or 6 other people on the crew. And it was a mess. It was a clusterfuck. Things were going down. Anyway, so when it kind of calmed down, I pressed the record button and you are going to hear me direct one of the helicopter pilots in to do a bucket drop on a specific spot on the fire. And then my crew member Laurel and I will kind of we're bullshitting a little bit, and then we're just checking on some stuff on the fire. And so you hear some radio chatter and stuff. I thought this would be a kind of a cool way for you guys to get a little inside look at what goes on, especially with everything that's going down in the news right now and in California, obviously, which I am in Northern California right now for my sister's wedding. But I'm about 2 hours west of, or 2 hours east of all that stuff going down in Santa Rosa in the Bay Area, thank God. So anyway, I thought this would kind of give everybody a little inside look. Hope you enjoy it. And, you know, I'm always available if you guys got questions about trying to jump into the profession. It's an amazing way to travel the country, make some money, meet some amazing people, some experiences that you can kind of look back at when you're 80 and say, I did it, kind of thing. And then, you know, after the 6 months of hard work, you got 6 months off. I always use that time to hop down to South America and kind of disappear for a while. But I know a lot of people who spend time with family or went skiing or got another job or whatever. So anyway, always happy to answer questions about that. And I will be back with some exciting stuff going on the week or two after Thanksgiving. Oh, wait, no. What am I saying? Halloween. Halloween's the one that's coming up. So I will be posting the podcast probably in that first week in November and then continuing every about 10 days thereafter going forth. And got some exciting stuff that should be going down that I will announce within, the next like 2 weeks here. So hope you guys all have a safe Halloween with some badass costumes. Love you all as always, and enjoy this. I'll talk to you guys soon. Sir, when you have a moment, if we can get one more bucket drop up here at the northernmost section of this ravine, that'd be great.
Okay, coming your way.
Nice. Did I get that? Hope so. I think I did. Nice.
exactly. One more would be great.
Nice.
Yeah, I just want that northern section to come out. Look at that thing. Now it's just above the creek. And... come on, baby.
Perfect right there.
Get in there and keep recording.
Alpha, they're briefing right now.
Yep, I see it. It's kind of pushed down in the drain, and I'll try to get the first helicopter available to you.
I don't know what they're going to do with this fire. We could be here for a fucking a week.
East of there is holding pretty good all the way to the drainage bottom, if we can hold that. Stand by, I'm going to get 318 coming to you.
Copy that, 318.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay.
Bravo, you're attacked. Can I borrow 320 to go up into Alpha for a minute?
Now, Doctor, crew flight 2.
Crew 5-2, air attack.
Hey, yeah, air attack. Yeah, as long as it's just for a couple minutes.
Okay, we'll just take one from him. That's kind of the slightly higher priority back there.
Well, then by all means, take him.
The money traveling, then that's it. It's fucking tits.
Operations.
This job is really easy money.
Yeah.
Like, in total, it's pretty easy money. I mean,
good afternoon, Mike. Bravo 33 is your new
air. It sucks once in a while when you're hiking.
Objectives, west side of the fire division.
And what's really bothering me, what gets to me is just like now it's just the plans. Like if you have plans.
Yeah.
Which I don't have a life down here.
Give me an update real quick and tell you what I see.
You know, now I'm seeing these couple girls now, but that's the only thing that impedes, you know. But people like you that have, or people that have families, I can only imagine, you know. Just.
Like,
I won't be able to do it.
Up on that north side, we're going to have to continue to reinforce that down the road. And, we don't want to lose
within 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, like.
And an alpha break.
It's like, man, you know he wants to be with her.
Exactly. What if he misses it?
Yeah.
Although he has four others, whatever. Hey, Vince Starr, you see me up here?
Got you, man. You're on my 7th.
Put one more heavy on order, given the fuel type.
Jesus.
Might buy us a little more of that stuff that's chewing through. We're just
fucking stayed up, huh?
Okay, yeah.
Where's a good shade spot?
Then we have to back off.
Here. That's all wet.
I totally agree. I think I can get it down to the road there. What are you thinking about that V-lap?
Let's go right here.
Hang on, I'm here with them.
That way we can keep an eye on it. Which one? This one?
Yeah, that's what
I'm talking about. Yeah, we'll chill back in here.
320, Bravo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you can take that next bucket and put it on the little cell from the drainage bottom, we're trying to prevent it from crossing that drainage bottom.
Okay, so south, where is it going?
Yeah, if you follow that dude track, when you fall, you're going to see the fire backing down to the drainage bottom. If you can cool that finger down, please.
Hey, Vince Starr.
good, man.
Yeah, hey, dude, so from where you guys started all the way to where you are now, would you call it secured, not too worried about it?
Yeah, well, we walked by it. I mean, there were a few sodas and whatnot going, but for the most part, it died out in the wash. We'll head back here in about 5 minutes or so and let it do its thing a little bit more and then check it out again. Tie in with Booster and Chris.
Okay, cool, man. Yeah, just let me know because, yeah, we're all the way up here and we'll, this is secure now with the drop. So if we move along north to south, we can call this drainage good if it's cool with you once you get to the end.
Yeah, no problem. We'll start moseying here soon and give it another look and see what's going on. We just have a soda crop right now just popping, so we're going to wait this one out and let it die out.
Yeah, sounds perfect, man. Thanks.
Okay, stop that.
Well, shall we? Yeah, that was perfect, huh? We literally all, we both just finished.
Yeah.
Like, last follow. Oh, time to go. Thanks for joining me. It was fun.
Yeah.
Little drainage adventure. It's cool having you on the crew.
You what?
It's cool having you on the crew.
Cool. God.
You having a good time? You enjoying it?
Yeah. I'm super in. Yeah, I just, I feel like I haven't really been able to be myself. I mean, maybe not yet, but just, I'm being weird right now.
You're being weird?
Yeah, like,
well, to be honest, you entered a crew where
you guys
have, 90% of us have—we've already been together two, even
exactly.
3 years.
And it's funny because it's like in my group of friends, like I'm the fucking loud one and like the outrageous, say crazy fucking shit, and it's just like
really
real quiet. Super.
I mean, it doesn't like really super surprise me, but.
No, but it's just like I'm way more gregarious.
Sure.
I'm like,
yeah, that's good. That means you're adaptable.
Right.
You gotta adapt situations. You can't be that person in every situation.
No, exactly.
You gotta play it by the social situation.
Yeah. So it's just like.
451, I
see. I just feel more.
115. Well, yeah. I mean, we have.
Yeah, we just
literally all of us,
just come back on the
either our second or third season together,
exactly.
And Chris is Booster's brother.
Exactly. And I realized that, and I'm like,
that's attractive.
And so, yeah, that's just, yeah.
I don't feel like
no, it's just like natural, like all these like inside jokes and fucking. Well, yeah, I hope you don't feel left out or anything. I think it also makes it, it's always different, even though it shouldn't be, I guess. I mean, well, no, it should be. I mean, it's always different when it's a girl, too. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't know, like the shit talking and stuff, there's like, you don't want to lay too heavy into like the one girl who, like maybe if you were a huge shit, if you were like a Vince, right? But since you're just kind of like quiet, mind your own business, and like just cool, do the stuff, like no one's gonna just start talking mad shit to the one girl in the crew. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think everyone knows that. It's just a different dynamic.
There, where I can
fire the hit. Drainage bottom right.
This thing's gonna run to Mexico. Seriously, we're only 5 miles away.
Right above, right there. If that makes sense, then cool that down for you.
Did I ever stop?